You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Raquel Bickford Oranges, the founder and executive producer of Roke Events, an elevated event and wedding production company based in Napa Valley. Raquel, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So, Raquel, tell us what made you start Roke Events in Napa Valley.
Well, Napa Valley is the mecca for quality service and over-the-top hospitality. You know, when people visit, they expect the best food, the best wine, unique experiences. I wanted to contribute my talents and my passion for high-end events and experiences by creating truly unique production and design in the heart of where expectations are high. I thrive off of my own determination to be the best, and Napa Valley is the perfect location to continue to raise the bar season after season. It also helps that I'm born and raised in Napa Valley and grew up working in the hospitality industry. You know, for example, at the age of 17, I was already working at a 2 Michelin-starred restaurant in the heart of Napa Valley, which is Yountville. So I knew when I wanted to start my own event company that Napa Valley was the perfect place.
I would agree with you there. It certainly is the perfect place. So how did you come up with new business strategies and business development? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Sure. Well, in school, I went to the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in San Francisco, and we were consistently challenged to create new business models that were better than what already existed. With those skills, I learned to always have a pulse of the industry. You know, what is changing? What are my future clients going to expect from our services? Learning from mistakes and taking them as opportunities, not failures, which is really difficult to do as an entrepreneur. I knew that I wanted Roke Events to grow quick and efficiently, and I wanted to be flexible with clients' needs and what they wanted before they inquired. So oftentimes when I want to implement new business strategies, I think about how big the idea is, how quickly can we put it into place, and then discuss with my team. If this is a quick strategy, I will put it into place right away. And if it fails, that's fine. We'll grow from that. But if it's successful, then we can continue that momentum. If it's a more of a long-term project, I work with my PR manager and we set a goal of when the project should be complete. I want to have a consistent flow of development. However, I've learned slow and steady growth is what I prefer. It is easier for me to track what we need to adjust and change and what we want to keep and remain the same. If we are growing too quickly, which Roke Events has grown really, really quickly, there are more room for errors. And with my hospitality and service background, I don't really like errors too much. So just, you know, really honing in on what the industry wants, what clients want, what are changes, and I have the ability to make those changes rather quickly.
Now, Raquel, what are your latest strategies and developments you have rolled out recently that have been successful for your company?
Sure. So, you know, we decided at the beginning of Roke Events to offer a wide range of services to, for example, our wedding clients. We wanted a day of package. We wanted a partial planning package. We wanted a full production and design package where they could exclusively work with me. And then also a very premier package where we would travel and, you know, provide services for weddings and events that were over $200,000 or more. That's a wide scale. What I've come to realize is that offering all of those services are not the best for Roke Events. So we decided to remove our basic and our essential wedding planning packages. They are also known as the day of and partial planning services. Roke was growing rather quickly, and we had a team of 5. I was also taking on, you know, full production and design clients, which take most of my time. So my team needed more hand-holding than I was used to, and, you know, thus those tasks were falling through the cracks, and I did not start Roke Events to have as many errors as we were having on the lower-end wedding planning services. So it was time to make a decision. I cut back my team. I now only focus on full planning, design, and production weddings and events. So now I have a team of three, including myself, and we are much happier. We're more grounded. And I think that the strategy of cutting back a little bit more and focusing on what we're really good at is helping us develop and grow to where we want to be. And that's how we're going to be successful.
Awesome. Today we're joined by Raquel Bickford Oranges, the founder and executive producer of Roke Events, an elevated event and wedding production company based in Napa Valley, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Raquel, have you encountered struggles leading up to the position that you hold now? And if so, what were they and how did you overcome those issues?
Well, being a business owner is, you're the owner right from the start when you begin your company. So my position that I hold now is still steadfast, the owner and executive producer. And I knew going in that success is not a straight arrow up, and it is up and down and flat and swirly and crazy. So starting my company in my living room and now being on my own producing 40 high-end events and weddings per year and running a team, there have been many struggles. Most of the struggles are internal, and not anyone except your close family and friends will really know about these internal struggles. If you're starting a new company, a new wedding or event planning company, and you have your first downfall, which I'll mention a few of mine, but no one's really watching you as closely as they think they are. So, for example, my first independent contractor, she was really fantastic. And after a year, she said, "Hey, I want to be an employee." And I said, "Whoa, that's okay. So I had to restructure my entire company from an independent contractor to being an LLC and hiring an accountant and speaking with a lawyer and, you know, filing with the state of California, getting workman's comp and all of these insurance policies. That was a struggle for me. As a small business growing and now paying more to have this talented person on your team was really stressful and a struggle for me. But she was so important to stay on my team that I made it happen. Taking as much as we did on to survive also was a struggle for me. I literally was saying yes to everything. I was negotiating with every client, we don't want to spend $10,000. We want to spend $8,000. And I would say, okay, right away. And I would lose out on that $2,000 without really negotiating. Now I've honed in on, you know, sticking to your ground, having a goal and sticking with that. And I think that managing the day-to-day is a little bit easier, knowing that we don't have to take on every single project, work with every single client, because managing all of those personalities are a struggle on their own. Since you want to be kind and generous and give your all to your clients, but some clients don't really appreciate that as much. So it's always finding the balance of finding really great clients that you click with, and that will, pay for the value of your services. So many, many struggles in the position that I hold now.
Good stuff there. Thanks so much. Most helpful. Now, do you believe there is some sort of pattern or formula to becoming a successful entrepreneur or business owner?
There's a pattern of perseverance, determination, and a strong will to survive and thrive. It is definitely not easy. Both of my parents were entrepreneurs growing up, so I knew that the struggle was real. And if you have passion for what you're doing, hone in on that passion and be really, really good at it, because there's someone else that has that passion. There's probably hundreds of thousands of people who have that passion. So you need to find a unique niche in what you're doing, in where you're doing it. ours, for example, is, you know, the root is service and hospitality and unique design and flawless execution. Now, there could be someone else that's saying the exact same thing, but it's how you implement it. It's how you are passionate about what you're doing, where you eat, breathe, and sleep your company. There's going to be some sacrifices that you're going to have to make. You know, if you're thinking, I need to get to 10,000 followers on Instagram, or I just need to post and post and post until I feel that I'm successful, that's going to take a toll on your family and your friends, like it has for me. And you need to really step back and figure out what's important to you. So having perseverance, determination, and that strong will to be unique and different and thrive will definitely have a pattern and a flow for you to become successful.
And we're certainly on the same page there, no doubt. Great advice as well. Thanks for sharing. Now, lastly, if you had one piece of advice to someone just starting out in the wedding and events planning industry, what would that be?
Just starting out, yes. So I would suggest do not start your company right away unless you have a few events and weddings under your belt. Try, you know, interning with a wedding planning company or an event design firm. I definitely did, and I grew from that. I learned what I liked about their companies, what I didn't like about their companies, and what ideas that I would implement into my own company. And I was doing other events and working for other people, other companies for about 3 or 4 years before I launched Roke Events. And I think that's really important because that allows you to get a pulse on the industry. A pulse on what people want, what they don't want, so that when you are launching your own company, you know exactly the path that you want to take. Now, that path is going to be sideways and left and right and up and down as you grow. But if you are flexible in the growth and you stay true to what you learned and what you want your company to be about, then you will have a successful company. I love that I had experience before Roke Events. And it wasn't just events. It was in, you know, restaurants, 2 Michelin-starred restaurants. It was in relay and show, you know, hotels. It was in wineries that sold bottles, you know, for $150. I learned about service. I learned about quality of food. And that's a little piece of what Roke Events is about. So expand your horizons. Learn from as many people as you can. Get a mentor if you can in the industry, and then truly start to think about what your company will be about. And I know that it would be successful if you followed that perseverance and determination that we talked about before.
Raquel, awesome advice and insight here today. We really do appreciate your perspective and information shared here on today's episode. Where can listeners get all the details on Roke Events, and how could one be in touch as well?
Yes, rokeevents.com, rokeevents.com. Find us on Instagram at Roke Events, and we'll see you soon.
Certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Raquel, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much.
And certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Raquel Bickford Oranges, the founder and executive producer of Roke Events, an elevated event and wedding production company based in Napa Valley. And for all the details, visit rokeevents.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. In the meantime, you can find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app as well for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.